Welcome back, everyone. Does not look like Coach King is going to be making his way up here. He's headed to the locker room probably to talk to his players. Johnny, it was still a great game. I mean, great effort, came up short, but there was a lot of bright spots in there. They really shut down the great running game, especially Caleb Hicks.
Yeah, I mean, you can come up with some things that Longview did wrong, but you can come up with a lot of stuff they did right, and they completely stifled the running game of Denton Ryan. Where Denton Ryan really hurt us is they've just got so much speed in their receivers, and that they hurt us a few times with their passing game. This is really a good team. I mean, and think about it, Longview's entire secondary is sophomores. The running back's a sophomore. And to get this far and play this kind of game against this kind of team, I mean, I think you got to be maybe not – you're going to be sad about losing, but you got to feel good about what they did this year and what's going to happen next year.
The future does look bright. And, you know, Denton Ryan is always – you talked about how they run a lot of trick plays. They pulled everything out of their hat today, and they needed them all, really, to beat us.
No doubt about it, you know, and they've always done that. And I've seen them do this in state championship games, and they just that's just part of the way they play here. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But tonight, the two or three plays that they did worked out.
And it sounds like their game plan was to put pressure on Josh Thomas, and they were successful to do that. They had him running out of the pocket all night long. But Longview did play much better than they've played against them the last two times. They were still in it and only lost by four. And one other thing, our fan support was great today. It's the best that we've had all year, maybe in 2 years.
So, no doubt that our side, we actually had more people on our side than Denton Ryan did.
and it's disappointing for all of us and for all the Lobo Nation, but the future does look very bright, like you talked about, with all the young kids coming back. So we'll go back, you know, next year expecting another great season, and we'll be keeping up with things in the off season and spring training and all that, and realignment comes up in February. And so it'll be another great season next week, next year, and maybe even the next few years with all the talent they have coming up. Look, we appreciate everybody being with us week in and week out on the radio. We know you've got other choices, and we appreciate you being with us. We've enjoyed bringing you the games. So we're going to sign off. Thank you, Matt, again for all you do. So for Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, our producer and driver, Gene Morris, this is Mike Richardson saying good night on 106.5 Jack FM.